Well, hello, Take Two family. Welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm going to be asking a question today that I need your help. I need you to weigh in on. Give us your takes, your wisdom, your lived experience, your understanding of this, and see where we can shape this conversation so we can learn a little bit about each other, maybe grow closer to God. That's how we roll here on Take Two. So here's the question. You don't have to be Catholic to weigh in on this. Are you a workaholic? Are you a workaholic? Or do you know a workaholic? Maybe your spouse, maybe your child. Maybe a friend. And let's talk about it. How is that working for them? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have Rich Jesse on the phones, and he's doing a fine job. And we have Michael McCall as our producer. He is just amazing. And Rich is also handling social media, so he'll pick up your comments there in the chats. Just drop your comment about being a workaholic in the chat there, and we'll pick it up and add it to the discussion. Now, if you were to just Google search, you know, what really is a workaholic? A workaholic is a person who experiences a compulsive or excessive need to work, often due to the detriment of other aspects of their life, like relationships, health, or personal time. They struggle to detach from work, spend excessive time working, and may feel guilty or anxious when they're not working. Well, that's just a quick Google search, and if that's you, then technically, that's the label. You're a workaholic. So call in. Let's talk about it. And let's really see if we can maybe change that just a little bit to have it work better for you. Phone lines are just starting to light up. So Rich is answering calls, and we'll get the first group of calls up on air with us. And we love that. So Take Two family, come in strong about this. Maybe you're the exact opposite. Maybe you're so chill that work is just like just another thing that you do, and you just take it in stride. Maybe that's it. And we need to hear from you as well, because remember, Take Two is all about looking at all the angles of things. So the good, the bad, and the ugly. We look at everything, and we have a really, really, you know, robust discussion about things, and we learn and we grow together. And like I said, hopefully a little bit closer to God. So please don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to represent you. I need to hear from you, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I say that many times during the course of an hour show. Keep in mind that people are tuning in and out, or doing their daily activities or work. And so we like to reset the show every few minutes for those that are really moving fast but want to catch take two, especially our lunch bunch. We have had the lunch bunch going strong since the very beginning of Take Two, almost 10 years ago. Wow. In just 10 days, we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary on Take Two, and I hope you join in, tell all your friends, and you celebrate with us on air. But today, I'm asking, are you a workaholic? And the number to dial if you have something to say about this. Now, if you may be a counselor or a doctor or a spouse, and you can really weigh in on what it means to treat a workaholic or be around or in relationship with a workaholic. If you have that kind of angle that you can, that view, if you will, to see a workaholic in action, we need to hear from you, because we got to hear the details of this. Because maybe it's a good thing to be a workaholic in some ways. Is it? I'm asking that question as well. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. If you're super busy because you are a workaholic and you don't have time to sit on the phone for a few minutes to get on air with us, maybe you'd like to text us. It's a great feature. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question about being a workaholic, or maybe your comment or your little short story about being a a workaholic. And just know that message and data rates may apply. Also, I'm going to be posting an article. It's very interesting. And it'll be just give me a couple hours after the show because I want to check a different article that I was just sent this morning, but I didn't get time to read it before the show. I want to post it. Actually, our wonderful producer, Michael, will be posting it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So make sure you like us there. Look for Jerry and Debbie and Facebook. Follow us there. Also, please follow me on Debbie Giorgiani, my personal page too, because I'll post the same types of articles. And then you can continue the conversation. So this is a really great topic today. You will definitely see how it weaves into your spiritual life. But I do need your participation. So I am here. And I'm super excited to be with the Take Two family. Now I need you to step up as the mystical body of Christ and to help other souls today. This is a worldwide platform. All around the world, Take Two is heard in various places. And it's your opportunity to come together and to share what you know about the topics that we present. And today is the question, are you a workaholic? So we're talking about that, and we want to know what your feeling is about that. If you were a workaholic for many years, and it cost you your health, it cost you your marriage, your kids grew up way too fast, and then they said, Dad, you were never around. We never saw you. We hardly saw you for dinner. You never prayed with us. You never played catch with us. You never did anything with us other than get up early, go to work, come home, go to sleep, and maybe we saw you a little bit on Sundays. Maybe that's you. And if you want to protect, you know, the details of your story, we understand that. Just give us your confirmation name so that I can address you by a name. I don't like to say hello anonymous. It sounds so cold and insensitive. That's just the way I feel. If we're going to talk about being a Take-Two family, then we should call each other by name. Although I will tell you, I would probably not have an issue with calling some of my siblings anonymous. Okay, just kidding. That was a little joke there. I'm sure Michael McCall, my producer, got a little laugh at that because we're always trying to keep a very vibrant sense of humor. All right, you hear that beautiful music? That's the Take Two theme song. And when I come back, I really want the first set of calls ready to go on air so you can share your experience of being a workaholic. That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm asking the question today on Take Two, are you a workaholic? Can you weigh in on this? John's gonna go first from New Jersey. John, hold on, don't go anywhere. I'd like you to join, John, and dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Answer the question, or maybe you know a workaholic and you want some tips or tools or life skills to help them work their way into a new habit that better serves them. And we can help in that direction as well. So John, don't go anywhere. Like I said, please hang on. You'll be first to lead the discussion. But I just wanted to share with our listeners that we've got really a wonderful celebration on this day, June 5th. Father Dominic and Father Miguel. So wonderful. They're our very own Father Dominic Marie. 21 years today was ordained. 21 years. Father Miguel Marie, 21 years as well, were ordained on this day in 2004. So congratulations and God bless you for saying yes to your vocation. 21 years, amazing. And we celebrate with you. That is just wonderful. Okay, if you'd like to join John, we have an open phone line for you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're a counselor or a therapist, I'd love for you to weigh in on this and tell us if you get a lot of people that come to you and say, I'm a workaholic. If you're a life coach, definitely weigh in. We get a lot of people that come to us and say, I got to slow down. I got to enjoy life, work-life balance, the whole thing. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, John in Orchard River, New Jersey, Sirius XM 130. John, I'm from New Jersey and I've never heard of the city Orchard River. Where are you located? Is that South Jersey?
Yes, South. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. Where is that?
South Jersey.
Oh, so you're by the shore?
Yeah, Barnegat Bay, and we do a lot of fishing and crabbing down there.
Nice. Very nice. Oh, that is so cool. I'm from northern New Jersey. I was born and raised 18 years, and we used to love to vacation by the ocean. You're very blessed. Okay, John, so you're going to start the conversation. Tell us about being a workaholic.
Yeah, so the last 35 years, been in sales and engineering, and just love the chase of the hunt, right? So it's like a 24/7 job. The company's not telling me to do that. I put it on myself because I'm passionate. But 35 years into this, next year I retire. I'm like, how the heck do I come down off of this go, go, go? And, so I'm just trying to connect the dots here, but it's I can't slow down. I got to do something.
Right. Okay. So, John, I have a little bit of experience in this. I did, I do some coaching in this area. So just if you're open to some suggestions, I may be able to maybe direct you for some things you could look at for the future. So, John, you sound really young. Are you retiring early?
No, I'll be, I'm in my 65th year.
Wow, you sound really young. Keep that youthful voice of yours. It sounds fantastic. Okay, so John, you're absolutely spot on. Have you ever heard the stories of people that retire and they're so excited that they don't have to keep a schedule and they can't wait to play tennis or they can't wait to play pickleball or they can't wait to play golf and enjoy some happy hours and just relax and do some walks, and then you find out 6 months later they're dead? Have you ever heard about those stories?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. And there's a reason. If you really look at it, there's a reason. We are meant as human beings to constantly move, right? We know that sedentary lifestyles are not good for us, to sit around on the couch and just completely sit. We are meant to move on some level, in some capacity, right? And so it sounds like for you, you are wired for that that movement and even that kind of adrenaline surge, right? Where you get excited about something,
right?
Or it's, yeah, okay. So there's a couple things I would suggest. And if there's any therapists out there that actually work specifically in this area, feel free to call in. And the number is 833-288-3986. So what I would recommend, John, is start looking now. Don't wait till you retire and then start picking up something else, because it could be, 12 months before you actually get into a routine of something else. I would definitely recommend you start planning it out now of things you want to do, maybe some vacations that has a wonderful feel good. There's the feel good hormones around that with the going on a vacation, and it's a bit of adventure. So that would fulfill some of the things that maybe have given you that kind of energy to do your work. So a vacation or something of that nature, some big project. But I would also look into definitely, I don't know, are you a Catholic? Are you in the Catholic Church?
No, big time. Eucharistic minister. I see the shut-ins on Sunday. My brother's a Catholic priest up in Doylestown, PA. He's the pastor. So growing
nice.
Up in Philadelphia, you're a Catholic or public. We're all
Yeah, nice, very nice. Okay, so John, I would definitely encourage you to stay in ministry and maybe bump up your ministry work and take on something a little bit more, a bigger project or a bigger effort in the church. I would definitely do that, because I think that's the most beneficial. And then the other thing I would do is possibly learn something new, like an instrument or a language. Learn something new, because that's another part of the brain that it stimulates and really gets and kind of fulfills some of the things that you may have been used to at work. And then there are a lot of people that continue to do some consulting work or some kind of contract work just to keep themselves engaged and kind of keep their skills up. So there's many little things you can do, but all those little things, John, add up to things that are very very fulfilling when you're in the retirement years. I'm sure you probably heard this already, but we've got a lot of people around the world listening. So I wanted to make sure I got to some of them. What do you say, John?
Perfect. Yeah, I'm already down that route. I know that I want to go deeper into our church. The huge Catholic church in South Jersey. I think it's the biggest one in the state of New Jersey, St. Mary's. So already spoke to the pastor, but going to that level. Spoke to my CEO of my company. I said, I love this. He goes, well, how about you come on as a consultant? Give us 15 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my game plan.
Perfect.
And then
Perfect.
I got a fishing craft. I got to still get the fishing.
Oh, you definitely have to. I mean, if fishing is something you've always done as a hobby and or as a sport or something you need for a relaxation, absolutely continue to do those things. But one of the things that people do, though, when they retire, John, is they'll say, I'm going to take a year off and I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. And that's not necessarily the best thing to do, because when you're so used to being in a certain rhythm and a certain routine and then all of a sudden it stops, It's very shocking to the body.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, so I think what you're telling me, it sounds like I'm on the right path. I just have to execute.
Yes. But plan ahead. Plan now before the actual retirement date. And then you're going to be super excited because you're going right from, you know, a wonderful experience into a new adventure. Okie doke?
Yep, thank you. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you, John. And tell your brother we're so happy he said yes to his vocation. And God bless you, sir. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay, we're going to go. We have an open phone line if you'd like to weigh in on this. We're talking about being a workaholic. You know, do you work too much? Maybe you don't work enough. Maybe you need to get off the couch. Maybe you need to punch a clock. Maybe you need structure. Maybe you need that. Okay, well then call up. You can use your confirmation name. I'm not gonna criticize you or try to judge you in any way. I really want to discuss things so that other people can learn, right? Learn and grow. So I do need you to share your thoughts on this or drop them in the chats on all any of the social media streams. We value that because we add that to the discussion. Okay. So please, we're talking about being a workaholic. I need you to fess up a little bit, just like John did. I thought that was a wonderful call. So please join. Let's see. It's Yari's up next. Join Yari in on the open phone line here at 833-288-3986. From Rochester, New York, on our friends at the Station of the Cross. And help me, is it Yari?
Yes, it is okay. Yari.
Hi, Yari. Thank you so much for calling in. I love upstate New York. My husband was born right outside of Syracuse.
Oh, that's awesome. That's right by us.
Yes, I know. Very cool. So tell me, Yari, what do you think about this topic today?
So, you know, I'm really familiar with this topic, because I've been working in the same company for 11 years. It was my first job. I am 27 now. And, you know, I grew into the company. I have a very big role, lots of responsibility. And it takes up a lot of my time. I travel a good bit as well. But not too long ago, I was faced with the reality of, you know, my mother, she just got submitted into hospice. She doesn't have much time left. So I'm finding myself in a place now where I have to pump the brakes and I have to find that, you know, that balance of being there for her, with her, enjoying these moments, but also not feeling so guilty about taking a step back from my responsibilities and from my job title and emotionally being able to just have the strength to still function and know that what's coming is going to be a really tough time. So that's where I am right now.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm so sorry about your mom. Do you feel comfortable giving us her first name so I could put her in the prayer book?
Absolutely. Her first name is Maribel. M-A-R-I-B-E-L.
Beautiful. Okay, I put her in the book. We're going to be praying for her, praying for you and thank your family. You. But Yari, let me ask you a question. Do you have support with other family members, or is this falling all on you?
So I do have support. I have my brothers and my sister that we're all, you know, right around the clock with visitation and communication and things like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's good. And does your in the work that you do, do they understand what's happening? Have you disclosed that your mom is in this phase of her life? Okay. And are they supportive?
Yes, absolutely. They are.
Oh. Okay. Well, I can tell you this. I was the caregiver for my mom for 11 years. I have zero regrets, letting go of so many things so that I could be with my mom. I get choked up when I think about it. It was such a precious time. I miss her every single day. I do believe when you're doing something so beautiful as honoring your mother or father, like the commandments say, right? Like God commands. I do believe there are many, many blessings and graces that come at that moment, during that phase, during that time, and afterwards. So
yeah.
I really think that if you put your faith and trust in God to carry you through this, to give you the strength, you know, ask your guardian angel to be with you, to help you persevere, to be able to arrange everything. Yari, I remember times I was so tired. I didn't even have the strength to pick up my phone and do the alarm clock, you know, on the phone. I didn't even have the strength.
Yeah.
And I remember putting my head down and just saying to my guardian angel, you got to wake me up in 10 minutes. I got to get back to work. My guardian angel woke me up. It was like somebody tapping me on the shoulder saying, get up, get up. And I can assure you that your guardian angel, because you're doing a beautiful thing for Maribel, your mother, and your work will be there. And I just will tell you, I believe your work will blossom. It will flourish. It will get even stronger. Because you're doing the right thing, and if something doesn't go well at work after this period of time with your mom, then God has something even bigger planned for you because you've done the right thing, and I think more adult children, no matter what the age, you know, if you're 20 years old all the way up to 50 years old, we need to take care of our parents. That's what God would want us to do.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and so it's really a beautiful thing, and I can tell you already. I know the Take Two family so well. I know they're joining me in prayer to surround you with lots of peace, grace, joy, and all the good things that come with the journey. Even though it can be tough and it can be very difficult and very emotional, but you're gonna grow stronger through this, and you've got a lot of prayer around you from the Take Two family.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Keep us posted. Will you stay in touch with us? And we walk with you. Your call is the way I can describe your call. It's a heart call. You're calling because of the love you have. Yeah, it's beautiful. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you
as well.
Oh, thanks. God bless you. That made my day. Thank you, because I'm not really feeling well today. So thank you so much. All right, Yari, thank you. Call us again. Okay, that was from Yari in Rochester, New York, on the Station of the Cross. Now we need you to call in and share your understanding of being a workaholic, what that means. Tell us your story like Yari did and John did and the others that are weighing in on social media. And we want to walk with you. We care. We want to see if we can discuss this and have it be the best day of your life today. Why? Because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So won't you join me? Fill up those open phone lines, guys. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I'll be right back. Talking about being a workaholic today. So if you are one, I'm not going to really be mean about it or criticize or judge you or do any of the above. I just want to know why you're a workaholic. You know, maybe it is working for you. It's serving you well. But oftentimes it kind of messes up people's lives, their personal lives, you know, and relationships and things like that. And, you know, you've heard this whole thing of work-life balance and all that kind of stuff that gets tossed around. I mean, it is true, you know, to really try to, you know, pace yourself, balance things, because then everything else seems to function well. We teach that and really use that with life skills that we do in coaching. If you want a free consultation, we're always there. Some really experienced life coaches are with us. We're very proud of them. They're doing a fine job helping so many souls around the world. And you can find us at standtalltoday.com. Get your free consultation. All right. I wanted to share before we get back to the phones, we do have an open phone line for you. So again, you don't have to be Catholic. If you just tripped onto the station, you turned on the radio, and there is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's your show. It's a safe, welcoming platform for us to discuss topics so we can learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, so please start dialing now. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'm going to get to Nikki in just a second, Nikki, because I've got to definitely alert everyone what's happening next week. So if you're listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network, your station needs to hear from you next week. The GRN will be airing their summer share-a-thon starting Monday. So if you're listening in Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Alabama, Florida, Virginia, or Washington, D.C., please support your Catholic radio station. I have to tell you this, folks. Summer pledge drives are happening all around the country, with all the EWTN affiliates are really trying to raise the summer funds to make sure that everything functions well. You get your programs uninterrupted. So these share-a-thons, like what's happening at Guadalupe Radio Network next week, are so important. So I know you may be on vacation, but still listening to Catholic radio, you can always pull over safely to the side of the road and make your best pledge. And please do not forget EWTN. Okay, I wanted to make sure I got that shout out to all those listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. But let's go to Nikki. And Nikki is waiting so patiently on from Jackson, Mississippi, and is on WJXC. Hi, Nikki. Welcome to Take Two.
Hey, Debbie. I just wanted to thank you for what you just said to that lady or whatever. I used to listen to y'all all the time, and we lost our 27-year-old son recently. And, of course, since everything happened, because I'm really, really, really mad at God and don't trust him. And then a few months later, my husband was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is an incurable blood cancer. And he's 100-and-something days out from a stem cell transplant, but I just refused. Anyway, and a friend just said, why don't you start back listening at least to the rosary? It's the first time I've turned it on today. And I also have not been able to work because of all of this. And mm-hmm. I've panicked about it. And mm-hmm. And I just thought what you said to her, okay, it wasn't my mother, but it's my husband. I mean, I lived in the bone marrow transplant with a unit, and then we were for a month, and then we were 3 months locked down in the house. And anyway, I panic about everything. Mm-hmm. And we thought he was just sick because of what happened to our son. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you for saying that, because somewhere I think, okay, he does care, you know, because of, anyway, I know mm-hmm. you've been, I think, where I am. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, Nikki, couple things, and I don't want to make this hard on you because I'm so sorry for the loss of your son. But you know, because you listened in the past, that the Take Two family, we are a praying family. Do you feel comfortable giving us your son's first name?
I really can't say. Well,
that's okay. That's okay.
He was Saint Michael the Archangel.
Okay. And your husband fell ill, but how is he with us, Nikki?
Yeah, we thought he was just losing weight because of being a grieving father, but it ended up being this rare blood cancer. But he had a stem cell transplant, and he's doing good now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good. Oh, he is doing good now. Yeah, okay. But now, and I see in the comments that your job is ending, or
ended, and I haven't been able to find anything because I never thought I would. I mean, being a caretaker and
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. Do you have other children, Nikki?
We have a daughter, but she lives abroad.
Okay. Okay. So, Nikki, let me ask you a couple questions. Are you receiving any grief counseling?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And how are you doing with that?
I mean, look, money can't fix what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not money. Medicine can't fix it.
Right, I understand.
And
I do have
therapy and a close group of other grieving mothers, and they just say, I mean, some of them are 30, one of them's 35 years out, the other's 30 years out, and then there's some that are just five or more. And mm-hmm. they said, Nikki, it's been too close, it's too soon.
Right, right. You've got a big storm swirling around you, and it has been for quite some time now, and it's hard to really survive through that sometimes, right? It's hard to do that. And like you said, and I think you said it in such a real way, you were angry with God. And that's,
I am still, oh, I just don't, why I can't pray for other people, because what if what's happened to me happens to them?
Yeah. But Nikki, you know this, right? God allows and permits certain things for someone's good, either that person or the people around them. But also, God will never infringe on our free will. So there's always choices always being made on a constant, continual basis, that we endure the consequences of choices, right? So, like, somebody smokes their whole entire life and they get lung cancer. Well, that was a choice they made many, many, many years ago, right? So we know that it's not necessarily because God did that, or, but if we grow out of it, if we get closer, if we get to a better understanding of ourselves, Nikki, and of God, okay, then everything, Nikki, even the most terrible loss or the most horrible sickness is worth it. It's worth it. If we get stronger and closer to God, it's all worth it. And so the demons, they want us to walk away. They want us to hate God. They want us to blame God. They want us to fall into despair, Nikki. That's what they want. But you know what? The fact that you're listening today, Nikki, there's no accident. There's no accident. The Holy Spirit's moving. We're about ready to go into the weekend, the birth of our church, the strongest weekend, Pentecost weekend, where the Holy Spirit is flowing and unleashed and just touching each and every soul, Nikki. There's no accident to this call today. And as I'm just even chatting with you, there's, let me count. I'll count them for you, Nikki. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 messages coming in really fast from the Take Two family. They are praying for you to have that love again, that trust again, that dependency again in God. That's what they're praying for. And then I just got another one said, don't forget joy. And the joy again, Nikki. I understand that no parent should ever have to bury their child. It is the most painful thing that any parent could experience. So our hearts are breaking for you. But honestly, Nikki, you really want to get closer to God through all this. Because if at the end of the story, if the end of the story is that you walked away from God, then it would just be such an incredibly sad story. Let's make it a story of joy, a story of hope, a story of the afterlife, a story of eternity. Like Father Wade Menezes says, we got to be eternity minded. So we got to be thinking about what's to come. you know, and how your son is in Jesus' arms. We have to be thinking that way. I know it doesn't bring you comfort. I know that. But guess what? It's a reality. That's what we believe. So I just want you to know you have tremendous support with us here at EWTN and Take Two. And as a matter of fact, if you feel comfortable or you ever need me, please, I'm asking you to email me, take2@EWTN.com, and I will respond back with you. I will give you my contact information and we can speak more on this. But I want you to feel, again from your heart that love and that confidence in God. That's what I want for you, Nikki.
I hear you.
And it can be done. I know other parents. My dear friend that I worked with, Nikki, in ministry for many years, we wrote religious education curriculum together. He lost two kids. Two of his children he buried. Two. And he was still working in the church. He was still hanging on. Every day was a struggle, but he kept trying to maintain the joy. And he eventually went home to meet the Lord at an old age. But I got to tell you, I was so proud of him because he kept hanging on. And I know it was difficult. We could see it on his faces, especially when he'd see the faces of all the students that we were helping. And I know he was thinking about his children. And so, Nikki, it can be done. And that's what we want for you. But you got to be kind to yourself. You're going through a lot. And just know that your guardian angel is beside you, trying to comfort you. And really, Nikki, Jesus is so close to you, he's smothering you. That's how tight he is with you right now. So really be kind to yourself. And I'm going to pray for that. And I hope you take me up on the offer and you email me and we can stay in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Okay. We've got so many of the Take Two family coming in strong, praying for Nikki. I just love the Take Two family. You guys you have the biggest hearts ever. Okay. Ray is a first time caller, from Glenville, New York on Pax et Bonum Radio. There's your Latin, Michael. Our producer, Michael, is studying Latin. So there you go, Michael. Ray, thanks for waiting and welcome.
Thanks. I'm a first-time caller. I love the show and love the evangelization of EWTN. I just happen to hear it on the radio. Workaholics. So mm-hmm. On the other end of the spectrum, you know, people that are not working or accused of being lazy. And that's where I'm at this point. I called in because I am very close to the faith after my children were born. Mm-hmm. And I go to Mass, and actually, now that I'm on unemployment, I have the availability to go to Mass in the morning, and it really helps me a lot. But I'm so glad you had mentioned that it's the aspect of workaholic versus not working. It's a fine line, and mm-hmm. and the dignity in work. So I have been, you know, studying and researching or looking up how even everyday duties, you know, washing a dish or, you know, working every day is a gift to God. It's a prayer. Mm-hmm. So thank you for having this open forum. But if you had any advice for people, like I'm my vocation, you know, I'm married, I have two young kids, one just had their first communion. I want to provide and be a provider for my family. But in the same vein, I want to make sure that I'm doing what God wants me to do, you know, and the job I had, it was a great job, and it gave me the opportunity to have the kids and to fulfill the sacraments that I was given. Mm-hmm. Now, since my upbringing, you know, they came from, you know, immigrants from Europe and hardworking, not knowing the language. And it is about hard work, you know. Mm-hmm. But to me, working for work's sake, you know, there's got to be the purpose. And if there's any prayer or anything to meditate to help me find God, and even, you know, looking for work and finding an outlet, because my parents are elderly and they're overseas now. They retired overseas, mm-hmm. but I'm just working to. I have to help support the family, and I don't want to separate or, like, because, you know, again, there's stress in the family now that I'm not, you know, a wage earner, but to get back into the workforce. I mean, it's been several months now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has been. Okay. But Ray, it sounds like you're a very committed dad and husband. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. But I'll be honest with you is that, you know, when the stress hits, then sin comes up and the devil rears its head. But thank God for the order. You know, we have the sacrament of confession, you know, we have, and there's beauty in it. And it was my intent to get to the, you know, to the Jubilee year, to get back to the Vatican, if I can, God willing, I still have that hope in my heart.
Right.
If not, you know, there's other pilgrimages you can do even at home. I know that. And he's mentioned upstate New York, and that's where I live as well. And there's beautiful places even near where I live, you know, that are holy, sacred areas to go to.
Okay, so a couple things, Ray. Let me, and hopefully this will help other people who are listening to the show as well. And if you're open to, you're open to some suggestions. Okay, so you are a husband and a father, and that is your vocation. And don't, whatever you do, don't let the stress of not being employed, don't let that stress or that worry or the fear creep into your household, into your family, into your marriage, because that's what the demons want. They want that. They want to, they're dividers. They want to cause division. They want to cause stress and chaos, because then it leads people kind of like spinning tops, right? And when you spin tops, what happens? They go out of control, right? And that's what they love. And so you've got to work really hard to protect your marriage and your family. Yeah, definitely when folks are unemployed or they have a stress in their life and they feel like they're starting to maybe show that in the home, definitely, you know, go to confession, confess that, work hard not to do that, and then bring joy. Do whatever it takes, Ray, during this very stressful time to bring joy into your home. Keep the joy. Do not let the demons take that from you. And by the way, they can't really steal it. You got to give it away. And see, that's, they know how to tempt. They know how to do it. They're really good at it. We've got to fight hard to resist it. And so bring that joy into your family. I could feel the Holy Spirit. I got chills all up and down both my arms, Ray. So I know that this is meant for you or someone else that's listening right now. Please bring that joy into your family and keep that joy as long as possible. Pray together as a family. Pray in the morning and in the evening. It can be as little as 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the evening. Say the guardian angel prayer in the morning and the evening, Ray. Ask your guardian angel to help you on the next steps, to bring people into view, the right employment for you to be fulfilled. Continue to do all the spiritual work that you're doing by going to Mass and adoration and praying the Rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet, reading some spiritual literature, filling the home with Christian music. Anything you can do, Ray. Anything you can do to bring God into your home, into your sanctuary, okay? And I'm going to say this because I've seen it. I've seen it hundreds and hundreds of times. You are going to thank me someday, Ray. You're going to call up, take two, and you're going to say, I got a praise report and I got to thank you. Well, you don't have to thank me, Ray. You just have to thank God, because that's the way our God works. Grace is freely given. Grace is amazing. It's all around us. Ask for that grace, Ray. And you can do that as the head of the household that is really walking the walk, talking the talk, and practicing the faith. What do you say, Ray?
I say, God bless you. God bless you.
Well, I think I caught most of that, Ray. It's a little bit, I couldn't hear it, but please keep us posted on how you're doing. And when you get the job that you really love, we're going to praise God together. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Take care and God bless you. Okay, that was another great call. I love the calls today because I think it really helped a lot of souls. If you'd like to jump in for a final couple calls to finish this wonderful broadcast of Take Two, talking about being a workaholic, well, you got to hurry. Well, you don't really have to hurry because you have the phone probably in your hand. 833-288-3986. Call up and Rich is waiting. He can talk with you for about a minute and then I'll put you on air. So please don't wait any longer because the show is going to close in just a few minutes. Stories from the Heart is Sunday morning, 9:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Stories from the Heart features Catholic inspirational stories that are uplifting, bringing the heart and soul closer to God. The stories span the late 1800s to the present day. Wow, I love that. Stories from the Heart. Okay, we just heard from our wonderful producer. We're getting lots and lots of prayers coming in on the YouTube chat for Nikki. Nikki, I hope you can feel the prayers. I'll tell you what, I've heard stories of people that feel like they're being lifted off the ground by the prayers they're receiving. So Nikki, you've got a lot of love and prayers for you. So please continue to work on having that peace and joy in your heart and that confidence and trust for the Lord. Michael P. on YouTube says, I am currently retired and starting to add additional ministries in addition to my discernment to the diaconate. Oh, Michael, that is so amazing. I wish I could wave to you. I'm not on video today because I'm really not feeling that good. My left eye had a procedure done to it, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good, but it's taken me a little while to get up to speed. But Michael, that is so awesome that you are adding the ministries to your formation and discernment towards the diaconate. I love that. And we don't thank our deacons enough. As a matter of fact, it's Pentecost weekend this weekend. Thank your priests. Thank your religious sisters if they're on campus there. And thank the deacons. Nobody thanks the deacons. You know, it's so interesting. I see the priest sometimes after Mass greeting everyone, and then the deacon will be standing like, you know, 6 feet away, and like hardly anybody goes up to the deacons. I mean, really, we should really try to make it a point to thank the deacons. They do such a wonderful job. Okay, here comes some more calls. You guys are coming in quickly. Several calls came in. That's wonderful. Maybe I can get at least another fine individual on air in just about 30 seconds. But I want one more thing I want to highlight. This weekend, going into Pentecost, we have our Pentecost open forum show for the spirit world. And that's the show that I co-host with Adam Bly, religious demonologist. And if you want to catch that program, it's 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. And it's produced by the Guadalupe Radio Network and heard all throughout the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Okay, we hopefully will get to our next caller in just about 30 seconds, and then that'll be the final caller. So if I don't get anyone else, your comments or your calls on, please know that if you have any prayer requests or anything, I will go ahead and put it in the book. Okay, Susan is ready from Los Angeles, California on Sirius XM 130. Susan, you got to make it quick, but I wanted to squeeze you in. Go right ahead.
I'll make it real quick. Praise the Lord. A year ago, my husband lost his government job with no notice. And it was like the month after he lost his job, I was always a stay-home mom and grandmother, and my father is end-stage renal failure. He's on dialysis. My mother has dementia for the last about four to 6 months she's been having it. And God put my husband at home from being a workaholic to allow me the time to travel 200 miles three times a week to stay down and take care of my parents' needs. And
wow.
It's just amazing, and I'm so thankful that, mm-hmm. that we could do it.
Yeah, you were able to see, and Susan, that's why when things happen and we go, oh, this is so horrible, you know, I have to scale back. Well, there's sometimes a reason, right? And the reason was it opened the door for you to be able to do what you needed to do to take care of your family. Susan, this is awesome. I wish we had longer to speak about this because there's so many elements that we can learn from your story about how to trust in God, to go with with the flow. Sometimes the situation or the circumstance doesn't feel right. It feels off. It feels like it's something that could be bad for you, right? But it ends up being a blessing. Oh, Susan, there's so much we can say about this. Thank you so much for squeezing in that call and getting on air from Los Angeles, California. God bless you. It sounds like you're on the road. Safe traveling. Angela, who's also on the road from in Maryland, I'm not going to get to you today. So sorry about that. There's always, Angela, an unscripted at the end of each month. So we can always, it's kind of, we put everything together there and we tackle all the past topics. Okay, thank you so much to the show team. Michael and Rich, you did a great job. And thank you so much to all the affiliates that work so hard to get these programs to all of the listeners. God bless you for the work that you are doing. We just hope many blessings to you and many rewards in heaven when you get there, okay? All right, that'll do it, folks. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.